Roberts joins us to kick off the show. You know him from, my goodness, more than three decades of making great music and tons of hits, a tremendous live show, and one of our favorite guests every year when we visit with him here, Eddie Money, joining us. Eddie, how are you this afternoon?
Rich, how you doing? Rich, it's great to hear you. You know, I got a lot of great fans up there in Maine. There's nothing like a great Lox of Newburgh at a great Maine restaurant. You know, there's nothing better than Maine in the summertime. It is just the most amazing place to ride. I love it up there. I really do.
Well, and unfortunately, you're not coming up here, but that didn't matter to us because every summer people ask us, are you guys going to have Eddie Money back on the show? And I said, if we can get Eddie, we'll get him on because he's one of our favorite guests. But you are doing a lot of touring this year. Are the kids with you on the tour this time around?
Well, Rich, you know me. I got five kids. I'll do anything to get out of the house. And on some of the shows, my son Dez has got a promising career ahead of him. Thank God he's got a brand name, which is the Eddie Money brand name. But if anybody wants to Google DezMoney.com, he's got some really great songs. We're doing a live radio show for CBS this weekend down there in Hempstead Turnpike in East Meadow, Long Island, which should be a lot of fun. And then I'm also doing a big 80s show with the Human League and Tommy Two Tone and Men Without Hats. We're doing that on Friday night. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of great work this summer. I quit smoking cigarettes, which is great. My weight's down. I still got all my hair. And I got to tell you, everybody loves the hits. We got Baby Ovon and Two Tickets to Paradise, Take Me Home Tonight, Think I'm in Love, and Shaking, I Want to Go Back. I mean, the good Lord has blessed me with a lot of hits. And we sound a lot of the records, and people, I got to find some wood to knock on because we're getting really good reviews for the shows, Rich.
Absolutely. I also see you're doing what looks like a great festival in Kansas City at the end of the month, the Rhythm and Balloons Festival. You and some other great acts and balloons, that's a hell of a combination.
Well, I got to tell you something. There's nothing about those balloons, the way they go up. It's always fascinated me with the way they use the, you know, they get those things off the ground. I mean, I'm not much for really to get in one of those balloons, but I sure like to watch them. And when you watch them all go up, when you see about 20 or 30 of those balloons all go up together, and like early in the morning, it's something people would want to see. It's something you don't want to miss.
We're talking with Eddie Money here on Downtown. Eddie, you've been doing this for such a long time, and people love your singing. But one of the treats when you see Eddie Money live is to watch you play the saxophone. What do you enjoy more, playing the sax or getting a chance to sing the hits?
Well, you know, when people get lit up, they love Baby Ovon and they love Two Tickets to Paradise. Brings them back to a certain time in their life when they met their girlfriend. Or, you know, it's great to have. It brings back a lot of great memories to everybody. I love playing the saxophone, though, because, you know, with the saxophone, you can always get better. I mean, once you learn how to sing and, you know, you can take singing so far, you got to keep your voice in shape. But when you play the saxophone, you know, it's endless. You can always get better, which is great. But it's one thing about playing a musical instrument. You can always achieve a betterness. You know, it's great. It's the same thing with the harmonica, too, or if you play keyboards. I mean, anybody that plays an instrument knows that, you know, practice makes perfect. You gotta, and the more you practice, my mother used to say, they say, how do you like your son's saxophone playing? And my father, my mother shocked me. She said, he'd be good if he practiced.
Eddie, what is it about guys from your generation that are still out there on tour and frankly drawing bigger crowds and getting a better response than some of the young acts? Is there a different work ethic with the guys that came up in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s?
Well, you got to think of people like Bob Seger and REO Speedwagon and Styx and Survivor and, you know, Peter Frampton. I mean, back in the 80s, 70s to the 80s, I mean, you know, anybody from Queen to Wings, I mean, such fantastic music came out in the 70s and 80s and early 90s, and it's just that it's incredible that, you know, all these acts are still, 38 specialists still touring. I mean, everybody is still out there having a good time, and if they take care of themselves, you know, everybody's really playing some great. I mean, if you think about, you know, anybody from a Bruce Springsteen to a, I don't know, there's so many great music, there's so much great music out there, and I'm glad that everybody's still, you know, keeping their health together and still working, because I think some of the best music in the world came from the 80s, 70s, late 70s and 80s, you know.
I was watching last night on YouTube, watching some of the videos from back in the early 80s, and those had to be some fun and interesting shoots. Are there any stories that you can talk about on the air from some of those video shoots for your hits?
Well, I got to tell you the truth, Doc. I mean, we did that Pinkham and Love video, and that was the one with me playing Dracula. I don't think we get to see that one that much because my first wife's in it. But, you know, that was fun. And, of course, with Ronnie Spector, the Take Me Home Tonight video, that was really a lot of fun to do. And if you think about that song, Take Me Home Tonight, in all the clubs all over America, even in Europe, at the last song every night, they usually play Take Me Home Tonight, which is great. Because if you think about the song Take Me Home Tonight and Be My Little Baby, which was a big hit for Ronnie Spector back in the early 60s, I mean, it's got that Take Me Home Tonight is such a great song because Richard has two choruses. It's got Take Me Home Tonight and it's got the Be My Little Baby. It goes, Take Me Home Tonight, I don't want to let you go. And then the ending goes, Be My Little Baby. And my daughter, she sings a fantastic life. So I got my daughter Jessica out doing these shows with me. And, of course, Desmond's out there playing rhythm guitar, and he's doing a couple of his songs every night. And we're having a good time. We really are.
You know what's great, too, about Take Me Home Tonight? Ronnie Spector had been, unfortunately, forgotten by a lot of music fans until you recorded Take Me Home Tonight, and that really gave her career a huge boost.
It really did, because I'll tell you something about Ronnie. When I was doing Take Me Home Tonight, I called her up, and she was doing nothing. She had, her and Phil Spector had been divorced for a long time, and she was living with a new husband who was a Jewish guy, a lawyer, actually a very nice guy. And I called up Ronnie. I said, I'm Eddie Money. She said, oh, yeah, you got that song, Two Kicks About It. She says, I love your music. I said, there's a song here that is actually dedicated to you. She says, what do you mean? I said, just like Ronnie said, Be My Little Baby, it's a song called Take Me Home Tonight. So I sent her a copy of the tune, and by the way, she was going a little, I heard a bunch of clinking and clanking. I said, Ronnie, what are you doing? She said, I'm doing the dishes. So she had gotten married and had a couple of kids and dropped out of the business. But when she came back and did Take Me Home Tonight, and the smoke came up and the doors opened up and she did that Be My Little Baby with that little walk with a mini skirt on and the high heels, she got the bug back, Richard. She, you know, and she wanted to get back into rock and roll. And she's doing shows right now as we speak.
That's right. Well, Eddie, of course, everybody knows, or most people know, that you were a policeman for a while, and you've always reached out and done everything you can to help our veterans through your music and through your appearances. What is it that has made the cause of the veterans so very important to you over the years?
Well, I got to tell you the truth. I mean, when you think about the vets, you got people coming back. You'll meet somebody who's like Sergeant O'Ryan. He just got back from Iraq. He's been with me home for 2 weeks. And I give the guy a shout-out, and everybody loves it. And then when I'm selling T-shirts, you know, you meet so many parents that have got kids over there. I got a son. He's in the Army. He's in Afghanistan. I got a son. He's on a police action in Iraq. I mean, and you know, I got these kids. I call them kids because, you know, I'm in my mid-50s. But, I mean, I don't think they're joining the service, really, because they're thinking about coming back and getting a GI Bill and going to school for nothing. These kids are out there because, you know, they love this country. And they just want to. Now, my new, when I'm selling T-shirts at night, I've got this organization called Pets for Vets. Now, instead of putting these dogs to sleep, they turn around and they teach these dogs how to take care of these wounded vets in the wheelchairs and stuff like that. And I did a benefit for Pets for Vets. And I met this one guy in a wheelchair. And he said, Toby, get me my cell phone. So this little dog, this beagle, walked across the room, opened up the purse with his nose, and brought the cell phone back to the guy in the wheelchair. And he said, Toby, that's Lorraine's cell phone. I want my cell phone. Because the dog brought the wrong cell phone. The dog went all the way back with the other cell phone and brought it back the right cell phone. I said, boy, I could not believe this was happening in front of my eyes.
We're talking with Eddie Money.
But, you know, we are supporting Pets for Vets, so if anybody picks up an Eddie Money T-shirt, you'll be helping these vets out, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be great. Now, Eddie, the people still talk about the Geico commercial. I'm sure they bring it up to you all the time. You also had an appearance on TV in The King of Queens. Has anybody reached out to you to maybe do more acting?
Well, let's tell you the truth. I'm doing Where Are They Now for Oprah Winfrey. I'm doing that for her. And they're actually, you know, they're talking about doing a reality TV show with me and the kids. I mean, if it happens, it would be very nice. It would help my son's career out. And, you know, the Geico people call me back, and JCP, I have some phone calls from some big organizations for me to do more television. But I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I'm very happy. You know, I love my fans out there. But when I go to the airport, I get barraged. And the most important thing is you really got to be grateful to these people that have kept you on top so long. You know, when people get excited about me, you know, I'm coming off the plane and the pilot wants a picture of me and him together. I mean, that's a real thrill for me. It's really great. You know, I got so many fans out there, but I think if I did another Geico commercial, I've been really called up for a Macy's or something. They want me to get back on TV and do commercials. I'm going, guys, please, I've had enough. I mean, you know, I don't want to have to be a Mick Jagger. I mean, when I'm walking around where everybody in the world wants a picture because it's flattering. But, you know, when I'm with my wife and these gorgeous gorgeous girls in their late 20s, you know, I got these hearts in their eyes and they're just excited about my music. My wife's ready to take a machine gun to them.
Eddie, your music has been the soundtrack of so many people's lives and so many summers. We've been talking a lot about summer songs. If you go back to when you were a kid growing up on Long Island, can you remember one song maybe that you love that was the song that made you and your car roll down the windows and sing along as a young guy?
Well, when you think about, you know, songs that are summertime songs, you got to think about Felix Cavalotti and the Rascals. It's a beautiful morning. That was a great song. I mean, I used to love Mitch Ryder of the Detroit Wheels, Jenny Take a Ride. They were really fantastic. I mean, I listened to a lot of great music coming up, and you know, summertime's great. That's why that song, Two Tickets to Paradise, Take Me Home Tonight. I want to go back and do it all over again. I think I'm in love. I mean, I write a lot of songs that make people happy. No.
There's no question about it, and when you come on our show, it makes people happy as well. Love having you on every summer. It's a must for us to catch up with the Money Man. Eddie, as always, thanks for making time for us here in Maine. We wish you continued success and good health to you and your family.
Well, we got so many great fans up there in Maine, and Rich, you and I go way back together, but it's always a pleasure to get out and talk to these people from Maine because, you know, I got an aunt Mickey and Uncle Jack still live up there. And I try to get up to Maine at least once a year, you know? It's really fantastic.
Well, Eddie, have a great summer out on the road, and we'll catch you again before too long, my friend.
Okay, thank you, Rich. Have a great day.
Thank you. It's Eddie Money joining us here on Downtown, making our summer complete. It's 17 after 3 o'clock.
Yes. That was so cool.
He's great.
He's such a nice guy.
He is a great guy.
I was talking to him before we went up, and he's like, do you think I have a minute to put my headphones on? I'm like, yeah, I think you have
you
a second.
You can do that, yeah.
We'll take the time for Eddie Money.
Good stuff, as always, with Eddie. Still to come on Downtown this afternoon.